A new 20-bed inpatient unit will be constructed at the Waypoint Center for Mental Health Care in Penetanguishene, with an expected completion date of next year. The announcement was made by Waypoint President and CEO Nadia Sundar G during a ceremony marking the beginning of construction. This unit is also going to include the first psychiatric ICU beds in the region, which will also help to serve those with increased risk due to severe mental illness, said Sundar G. As a result, we're also able to play a significant role in relieving emergency department pressures for the 8 partner hospitals across the region. Formerly part of the staff offices and communal treatment area on the third level of the Tongche building on the main campus, the new facility is expected to provide psychiatry, psychology, occupational and recreation therapy, and addiction counseling for individuals throughout Georgian Bay and Simcoe Muskoka with complex needs. Simcoe North MPP Jill Dunlop, who is also the Minister of Colleges and Universities, says the new facility is important. As we break ground today on starting construction, we are also breaking down barriers to mental health care, and building not just a facility but a beacon of hope and healing for all who need it, said Dunlop. Deputy Premier Sylvia Jones, who is also Minister of Health, shared the excitement of dignitaries and Waypoint staff at the commemorative event. This project is a great example of how our government and local MPP are working hand in hand with community and healthcare partners to make it easier for people to connect to world-class mental health and addiction support that is responsive to their needs, close to home, and now for years to come, said Jones. Jones added, I think it's important to reinforce that this particular project was endorsed and supported by many community hospitals, and I think that is a clear indication of the value and the need that we have in our regions. Construction on the project will be handled by MJ Dixon Construction Limited shortly, and according to Vice President Paul Chang, the plan was to have it done within the next year. We're excited about it and ready to start to move this along. A ceremonial blessing was offered by traditional healer Austin Mixming, who called the expansion a beautiful opportunity for our people that are coming here to find peace and balance in their recovery and their journey.